Welcome to Briefings and Brief, an audio digest of IT news and information from the Packet Pushers, including vendor briefings, industry research, and commentary, and today, a short product review. I'm Ethan Banks. It is April 11th, 2018, and you can file this under Sometimes People Send Me Stuff. A few months back, I was sent a couple of Ethernet switches from the nice folks at D-Link with no obligation to review or mention publicly, and that was timely as a lightning strike rendered some of the front panel ports of my old switch dead, and to replace the dodgy switch, I racked up the D-Link DGS-151052 Gigabit Ethernet Smart Pro switch. There is more to this switch than I had anticipated. So first up, this is a managed switch, 48 ports of 1 gig copper, 2 gigabit SFP, and 2 10 gig SFP plus. And online you can find this for around $620, and there are several other models in the DGS-1510 line, including PoE flavors. My short take is that the DGS-1510 switch line would make useful closet switches for many applications, and I'm going to run through some of the highlights that stuck out to me. First, it is stackable with the SFP Plus ports up to 6 high, and then you can mix and match any of the DGS-1510 models in that stack. And they've also got this virtual stacking mode that lets you manage up to 32 switches via a single IP. The switch is, as I mentioned, fully manageable via SNMP and CLI. And the CLI, it feels like a lot of network operating system CLIs. There's a privileged mode, a configuration mode, a hierarchy of commands, context-sensitive help via the question mark, and auto-completion via tab. If you were to execute show running config, you would see the config broken up into sections, each section prefaced with a hash mark. So there's sections like stack and device and AAA, port, LACP, STP, VLAN, QoS, and lots and lots of other ones. There's a web interface as well. It's not particularly exciting, but it's functional. For all the nuisance of clicky-clicky, I found the GUI was a nice way to see the status of a large number of ports, but it's the same kind of a GUI you've been looking at for 10 years or more. The DGS-1510 line is line rate. That is, all the ports are non-blocking. They have head-of-line blocking prevention, and they run at full duplex. And that appears to be true for Layer 2 and Layer 3. Oh, yes, I said Layer 3. There are a few Layer 3 capabilities here, pretty limited. But you do get 16 IP interfaces. You get default routes. You get 64 V4 static routes and 32 V6 static routes. But you don't get protocols. No OSPF, no EIGRP, or anything like that. The Layer 2 feature set, though, it's quite robust. Jumbo frames, IGMP snooping, all the spanning tree flavors, including .1S, LACP, auto voice and surveillance VLANs, which is kind of an interesting use case for these switches, full QoS tagging with both class of service and DSCP support, 8 queues per port, and a lot of security features like DHCP snooping, dynamic ARP inspection, AAA with Radius and TACX Plus, and 802.1X. A lot of these features have parity for V6 as well, so you get things like MLD, flow label support, IPv6 source guard, and so on. I'm using a limited number of features, but in my case, the switch has been very stable, running all of my lab and home office traffic through it for a few months, and admittedly, that's not the test of an enterprise, but it says something about the code base, in my case, firmware version 1.33.B001. Now, I'm not saying run out and buy this switch, but you know, D-Link shipping me some kit reminds me that they have a whole line of switches meant for enterprises to take seriously, and there are moments when it's worth evaluating solutions that you might not have by default. When you find solutions that solve problems you have, you're in control. When your vendor, the one you just go to all the time, whoever that might be, when they're solving problems you didn't know you had because they want to do the next big sale, you know, they're in control, and I'm all about staying in control of my budgets and my networks, and so I've become a lot less brand sensitive over the years as a result. If D-Link piques your interest, Google D-Link for Business. As you drill into what you find there, you will notice there's official product specs and documentation all out there in plain sight with no registration walls gating access to that information, and I like that. Also, if you're a user of D-Link for Business products, I would appreciate hearing your comments, either good or bad, because we like to keep it real around here, and just send those to packetpushers@gmail.com. I'd appreciate your feedback. And that was Briefings in Brief from the Packet Pushers. For more IT podcasts, blogs, and news created for engineers, visit packetpushers.net, where you can subscribe for free. And for even more great information, become a member at packetpushers.net/members.